Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. Tell you one area that is coming into, I guess, the modern world in some ways. And this is all about the way in which charitable donations are going to be made into the future. As you may be aware, with most major charities these days, it's almost a situation where they spend a significant amount of their resources in trying to collect the money in the first place. And this is why when you have a look at the expense ratios of charities, it's actually quite vital. And there are scandals that break out from time to time when charities appear to spend more money on the social activities as compared with actually trying to raise the money in the very first place. The second thing also is that these days with technology and also with people's willingness to be able to come together collectively online, it makes people more easily able to really put their stories out there, and then also to start to look for relatively small pledges that can raise significant amounts of money. So this is not a bad way to be able to do it. Lisa Cotton is the chief executive of something called the Funding Network. Now, the Funding Network is an Australian non-profit organisation that hosts live collective giving events. And she's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
So you've been doing these pilot events, well, back in 2013, so we're talking 3 years ago, but it seems to have taken off, and it's a way that charities can relatively quickly grab an audience and then also try and get that like-minded audience together to raise funds for reasonable projects, one-off or long-term.
Yes, exactly. It's an incredibly powerful platform for the charity. They wouldn't ordinarily get to the amount of people that come to these events en masse. So it's very efficient for them, and likewise for the donors or the guests that come to these events, they would rarely get to see these social entrepreneurs face to face, not in their sort of everyday jobs or world.
And the truth is, you can do this online, or you can do it, in a real environment, as it were. So people go and physically look at the person, realise that they have got a real story to tell, and as a result, you make it fairly brief, isn't it? It's not quite speed dating, but it's a really relatively brief process.
Oh, you're right. Actually, someone the other day was calling it the 2020 of a fundraising dinner. So instead of those long, drawn-out silent auctions and other auctions and you're sitting there for 3 or 4 hours, this is over in 2.5 hours. So it's very pacey, it's very quick, it's inspiring. You get 4 social entrepreneurs coming up to the stage and each pitching for 6 minutes each and then answering questions from the audience. So it's incredibly interactive, and then the live pledging gets underway.
And what sort of money is raised at these types of events?
Well, for the Funding Network, it's a minimum of $10,000 that they are pitching, and they're pitching a specific project, so it's very tangible. But on average, they're getting around $20,000-$25,000 each, and that's going towards, one of their operational costs. So it's a highly effective mechanism, but I think the important thing is that the support doesn't stop there. We very much encourage additional support post those events in the form of in-kind services, volunteering, and some have gone on to get a lot of additional funding as well.
It's a really interesting story, the way in which it comes out. And as I say, a lot of people can find this. The Funding Network is the business, or rather is the non-profit organisation that does do these events. And as I say, if you're running in that charitable sector and know how difficult it is right now to raise cash, it really is just an important issue. And Lisa, we appreciate your time on the program this evening.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks very much, Ross.